A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord. This brief message feels urgent. Repent, believe in the gospel. Now, this is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is here, at hand, now. This Lent, this year, 2015. Mark addresses us today, each of us individually, and all of us as a community of faith. The call is clear. The invitation is offered to us again as we begin once more our Lenten observance. We have heard it all before. But I am struck this time, more than ever, with the insistent tone of the message. Every year we get another chance, a brand new opportunity to turn ourselves around again. As one translation of the word repent says, come to one's senses. Let ourselves be converted, changed once more. I recall when I worked in prison ministry, one of the members of our chaplaincy team initiated a program outside the walls, a program for women and men released from prison looking to reform their lives. She called the program Fresh Start. Today, we are offered a fresh start. We are invited, indeed it would seem urged, to look at areas in our lives where we may be in some way imprisoned. Is it in an attitude or a way of thinking? Or is it in a way of communicating with others? Negativity in thought and word? Or is it more in how I behave? Maybe the words of the confiteor need some attention from me. I have sinned in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. However we choose to respond to the imperatives of repent and believe in the gospel, respond we must. The challenges of the world in which we live are enormous. So were they in Mark's day. He spends only two verses on Jesus' temptations in the desert, whereas Matthew and Luke give us 12 or 13. Mark seems especially eager to get to the public ministry of Jesus, which follows his wilderness experience. The whole of the following chapters in his account of Jesus will emphasize, first of all, the life of total dedication of Jesus to the will of his Father. We hear today he is proclaiming the gospel of God. And secondly, to doing that through untiring service to others, healing, preaching, and so forth. Mark's writing style is very compact, brief, and to the point. We need to really ponder his words in order to uncover the fullness of their meaning. We could spend all of Lent reflecting on just these four verses of chapter 1 of Mark's gospel. All that Jesus subsequently preached as necessary for salvation is here. Our need for faith in the good news that God's reign is here. Our need for repentance for sin, for succumbing to the temptations in the desert wilderness of our world. The question is, will we take the time that such pondering requires? Just consider the riches embedded in the whole of the liturgy of the word for today. In addition to the gospel we hear, also the revelation in the first reading from Genesis of God's remarkable covenant with all of creation. What vast ramifications of meaning that has for our times. Then in the second reading is the call to follow Christ in all things, including his suffering. Deep meditation on the Word of God takes some quiet time. Might not deciding to do that for such reflection be the most countercultural Lenten resolution we could make, and maybe also the most difficult? To turn away from our multitasking, from excessive, maybe even addictive, use of our electronic devices, from noise of all sorts, on a regular basis, daily, for 40 days or so. That could really change us. Unless and until we allow ourselves to experience the source of all that is our life, spiritual, professional, our whole life, we deprive ourselves of the fullness of life and of love to which we are called and for which our souls yearn. We begin another Lenten season. The urgency that characterizes Mark's words today would remind us of the familiar quote from Christopher Fry. Affairs are now soul size. The enterprise is exploration into God.